Fortress of Freedom in the heart of forgotten America. This is the Steve Gruber Show for Tuesday, April 2nd, 2019. Here are three big things you need to know. Three, the hope of socialism has vanished like an oasis in the desert, and now all the actual water is vanishing too in Venezuela. Millions in the dark without water and unable to find clean drinking water anywhere, and it's getting far worse. Two, the Nuzzlegate crisis is widening by the hour as serial hair inhaler and heavy neck breather Joe Biden is fingered by another accuser for unwanted and, frankly, his creepy sniffing obsession with women and young girls. But Mika says it just isn't fair. And number one, the alarm is being sounded by those on the left just as loudly as those on the right. Former Obama officials say the flood of illegals is a crisis by any measure at the southern border, and we must recognize that fact. And now that we shift gears, and now that we find out that people on the left are actually admitting, yes, we have a crisis at the border because we're being overwhelmed and we're housing people in cattle-like facilities, that maybe it's time to take seriously the comments of Kirstjen Nielsen, of the President of the United States, of the Vice President, of the entire administration, of those in Homeland Security, of those in Border and Border Patrol and so forth, and, of course, those in ICE. We should take seriously all of these comments and say, gosh, they weren't lying. They were actually telling us the truth, and we were over here lying for political gain. Well, it's a serious matter now, folks, because every day, busloads of people that are not here legally are being trucked into places like San Antonio and El Paso and other border towns and just dropped off at the bus station because there is no other solution, and that's no solution at all. We're turning them loose. We have no idea who they are or where they're going, and we really don't expect to see them ever again. We don't expect to see them ever again. How bad is it? Well, let's check in with Jay Johnson. He was Barack Obama's Homeland Security Director. He was the predecessor to Kirstjen Nielsen. He was a guy that was there for more than 3 years. He's a guy who understands the border and border security and everything we were dealing with. And apparently, he's one of the few people from the Obama administration that has a streak of honesty left in him. It's bite number three. Bite number three, go.
Commissioner of CBP pointed out on Tuesday, there were 4,000 apprehensions. One day alone, 4,000. We're on pace this month for 100,000 apprehensions. The highest we saw on my watch was May 2014, 65,000. So this is a crisis. It's very definitely a crisis.
It's a crisis. It's very definitely a crisis, says Jay Johnson, the former director of Homeland Security for the Obama administration. He has nothing to gain politically here. And here's the thing. The president has been telling us the truth. You know that, and so do I. But those on the left would have you believe that somehow, if you want to keep the border secure, you're a racist, a misogynist, a bigot, a knuckle-dragging, a despicable individual, and you also voted for Donald Trump, and therefore you're a moron. Meanwhile, the door to the place is standing wide open. People continue to flood all the way in. Unchecked, unvetted. We are unprepared for it, and something needs to happen. It's time to do something about it. Now, the Democrats have done a masterful job with their friends in the media that carry their water of making it appear as if it's not a crisis. But the overwhelming human tonnage coming to the border cannot be ignored. You've got a new caravan coming. Could be 20,000 people. You've got people in corral-type structures under the overpass of a highway being kept in there, hundreds of them. And that's just one example. We have no place to put these people because the American border system was set up in such a way as that it would detain men, working-age men, because they would come here and they'd get into America, they'd go work for a while, they'd grab some cash, they'd go home, maybe they'd run some drugs, maybe they wouldn't, but they would disappear. But it was a game that was played back and forth. They'd get arrested, they'd get tossed in, they'd get thrown out, they'd come back again, maybe they'd get through, maybe they wouldn't, it would go on and on and on infinitum. About 2014-15, this all changed. And we began to see children because children couldn't be turned away. Then we started to see family units because family units would come. And as you saw just a few months ago, if you break up the family units by daring to arrest the parents who are breaking the law, then the Democrats scream foul and accuse you of putting children in cages and other such nonsense. And what they've done is compromise our national security and our border. By playing this political game, they have compromised our national security and damage what we can do at our own border to protect ourselves, to create sovereignty. We have every right in the world to defend our border, to ask the intentions of those that are trying to come in or want to come in or have already come in. We have the right to ask that. Meanwhile, we've been lied to about how many people are already here. The number has remained static at 11 million for as long as I can remember. You know better than that, and so do I. The number is at least twice that, maybe more. But Yale and others concluded that the number was 22 million, maybe more. And we have to get to the bottom of it, because if we do not, it will only get worse. Our structure, our infrastructure for social programs is overwhelmed as it is. Otherwise, we wouldn't have people in cattle-like detention facilities. We wouldn't be dropping people off at the bus stop in San Antonio and saying, good luck. You know? Buen dias. Buen dia. See you later. Adios. And there they go. The Director of Homeland Security, Jay Johnson, is right about this. He's right about it being a crisis. So is Kirstjen Nielsen. So is this president. The question now becomes, does the president just shut down the border altogether? It's been done many times. And something has to happen. And the Democrats are wanting to ratchet this up to extreme volume because the Mueller report has completely fallen apart on them. They have nothing else to grasp onto right now. So if the president shuts the border, they're going to scream that it's not real, that it's fake. You know better than that. So do I. You can see the images the same as I can, the same as they can, by the way. And they can listen to Jay Johnson or Chris Cabrera. We'll have him in the next segment. He is a guy who's been on the front lines for years. He understands what's happening at the border. And then you have people like Tom Perez denigrating anybody who voted for Trump or supported Trump or believes that the border is a problem, which it is. And then you have to ask yourself this. If America is so awful, as the left would have you believe, an unfair place that's going to disintegrate in 12 years, an unfair place where people just don't have a fair shake and there's racism and misogynist people and terrible people and people that are using the others around them only for their own personal gain. If it was all of those terrible things that the left would have you believe, why are they crowding our border? Why are they rushing in every day? Why are they coming 4,000 a day, sometimes more? Why? Because the economy is great and America's fair and you have a chance to make something of yourself here that maybe you don't in Honduras or El Salvador or Guatemala. I don't believe that pulling the $500 million out of those countries was a great idea. I understand the frustration from the president, but I don't know if that was a great idea. We need to find a better solution to make it better at home for these people so they don't want to come to Texas and New Mexico and Michigan and Minnesota and Pennsylvania. We need to make it better so we can have orderly immigration. Love to have them come in an orderly fashion, not just by a bum rush and a bull rush at the border. We have to have these things under control. Bring it in a little bit. All right, we're just getting started here. Just getting started. Nuzzlegate is next up. Nuzzlegate. You know what that's all about, right? It's 14 after on the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. We'll be right back.
It's hiring season in the construction industry, and have they got a job for you? Find out at MichiganConstruction.com. Major companies are looking to fill positions all over Michigan, so when the weather breaks, they can get to work, and so can you. If you're looking for a great place to hang your hard hat, check out MichiganConstruction.com. Before the snow melts, you can have great pay, health care, benefits, and a future, because it just might be a career. Go to MichiganConstruction.com. That's MichiganConstruction.com, because Michigan is hiring.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. Every Army National Guard member serves not only to protect the nation, but also their local communities, so they each have a stake in the security and well-being of the neighborhoods where they live and work. They are your next-door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. Since the early days of our republic, the Army National Guard has continued its timeless commitment to guarantee peace and security for all Americans. A proud legacy which has endured for nearly four centuries. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. Selfless service. It's what inspires the men and women of the Army National Guard to be part of something greater than themselves. To learn, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Selfless service is the guiding principle that drives Army National Guard soldiers to be always ready whenever disaster strikes. They are your next door neighbors and your colleagues in schools, offices, and factories. To be a Guard soldier is to stand ready to serve at all times for family, for community, and for country. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com or contact an Army National Guard recruiter in your area.
Sponsored by the Michigan Army National Guard. Aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.